This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Now the latest in our series on the summer of 1963, a turning point in the struggle for civil rights. Much has changed in half a century, and talk of a civil rights movement has largely shifted from the news to the classroom. In Jackson, Mississippi this month, 24 middle and high school students have gathered for an annual civil rights workshop. As NPR's Corey Turner reports, the two-week program is meant to bring the fight for civil rights into the 21st century.
Germany Gray is stumped.
What does it mean? That's a good question. It means...
Germany's 13, and we're walking on the campus of Jackson State University. It's his first day at the Fannie Lou Hamer Institute's Summer Youth Workshop. Germany's happy to be in school this summer, learning about the civil rights movement. He's a smart kid, and has no problem telling me what the movement was. But when I ask, what does it mean to him today?
What does it mean? I had to think about that question.
Germany and his fellow students are all African American, and most are from Jackson. The struggle for civil rights is a story they know well through textbooks and museum exhibits, but to most of them, it's a story that ended long before they were born. That's the challenge, says Michelle Deardorff. She's chair of political science at Jackson State and helped found the Hamer Institute.
The image I give when I talk about this is a tree. The tree's democracy, and a chain link fence was around it.
That fence, Deardorff says, was racism and slavery.
And as the tree grew, it grew into the fence. We've now pulled the fence out, which is the formalized racism, but the tree is shaped by it forever.
Good afternoon, Hamer Institute. I would like to welcome you all on behalf of the Medgar and Merle Evers Institute to the tour where Medgar walked.
Through the workshop, the kids rub elbows with longtime activists and tour historic Jackson, once home to slain civil rights leader Medgar Evers. And it's visiting downtown that the challenges of past and present begin to merge. I'm sitting on the bus with one of the workshop's oldest students, 18-year-old Ashley White. I ask her to describe what she sees out her window.
Buildings burned down, graffiti on the houses, and it makes it look very bad, you know? Like no one cares.
Jackson is no longer officially segregated, but most white families left the city and its schools long ago. Today, Jackson is 80% black. Its public schools, 98% black. Despite having a successful black middle class, the median household income in Jackson is still just $34,000, and more than one in four people lives in poverty. This is not the vision of Jackson that Medgar Evers died for.
I met Medgar after he got me out of jail for the fair demonstration. I knew Medgar for about a year.
The tour continues to Medgar Evers' home, the stain of his blood still visible on the concrete 50 years after he was shot by a white supremacist. Here, the Hamer students meet Charles McLaurin, a survivor of the movement, and his message to them is clear. If something in your community is broken, fix it.
A kid asked me one day as I was speaking to a group, where have the civil rights movement gone? And after thinking a while, I looked at all of the kids out there in the audience. I said, the civil rights movement is in you.
Just a day later, the Hamer students are already talking about their civil rights movement to reduce teen pregnancy, increase graduation rates, and fight crime. But how? They take part in a youth congress with kids from across Mississippi, many of them older and already changing their communities.
My name is Devontae Keyshawn Wiley. I'm from Greenville, Mississippi, and I'm 19 years old.
A few years back, Devontae Wiley attended a similar workshop through the University of Mississippi, and he left determined to fight obesity in his community.
As soon as I got home, I went straight to the mayor of my city to try to get her to be on my side, and right then and there, she was all for it.
And today, Greenwood has a community vegetable garden. Devontae smiles, proud of one small detail. In Greenwood, there once stood a house with a beautiful pear tree behind a tall fence. He says his father's generation and his grandfather's generation long envied that tree. Well, today, the house is gone. In its place, Devontae's community garden. And in the middle of it, that pear tree. Corey Turner, NPR News.